You are listening to the Grow Your Local Business podcast, where local marketing expert and life coach Leslie Presnell shares the strategies and the mindset to help you reach more people in your city and bring in a steady stream of clients. All right, let's dive in.
Hey, welcome to episode 64 and happy new year. Welcome to 2024. This is the very first podcast episode of the year. I'm excited to dive back in with you and just to be back in routine again after the holidays. So we're going to talk today about what is stopping you from believing that you can be that local go-to person, that you can be that local top choice, that you can be that person that everyone knows, and that when people think of your industry, they think of you. But here's what I need you to know real quick. If you are listening to this episode the day it comes out, which is January 9th, 2024, or you're listening to it within this week, I want you to come join us for our local go-to three-day challenge. I'm going to link it in the show notes. So we just did day one yesterday. The replay is available for you though. So I talked yesterday about how to start thinking and showing up as that local go-to person every day in your business. And then on day two, which is technically today, again, the replay will be available, I'm going to teach you how to sell the value of what you do. So many people tell me they don't know what to say on social media. They don't know how to make people want what they have. They don't know how to talk about what they offer or why it's so valuable and beneficial. So that's what I'm going to teach you on day two. And then on day three, on Wednesday, I'm going to teach you how to really set yourself apart and bring something 100% original and unique to your city. So I'm going to ask you a ton of questions, give you a brainstorming exercise that's going to help you come up with something totally new, but also help you identify ways that you may already actually be doing something that's original or unique and that you're just not really highlighting yet in your marketing. So this local go-to challenge is January 8th through 10th. So you have the whole week to watch the replays before those get taken down. And listen, once they are taken down, everything is still available for you inside the Localpreneur Academy. So once you join the program, it's all going to be there for you forever. All right, so let's talk about what is stopping you from believing that you can be the local go-to. I'm always talking about becoming the local go-to on the podcast, but we're in the beginning of the year, and I just think this is a great time to bring it back to this because a lot of times we think that it has to take a long time to become better known in our cities, and I just want you to know that it doesn't. It does not have to take a long time. You can be the person that people know, that people refer people to. You can have more and more clients coming to you. You can be that local go-to person this year. Like, that is possible for you. So when I say local go-to, I mean being that top choice person, like that local expert, that person or business that people think of when they think of what you do. Your business thrives off referrals and word of mouth because just so many people have had a great experience with you. And to be the local go-to means that you're just the business that people know. Like, you are well known in your city. And this is the goal. This is what I help my clients with when they come inside the Localpreneur Academy. Like, this is the work we do. But what I find a lot, and really with people before they join my program and work with me, is they don't actually believe that they can be that local go-to person. And usually that stops them from wanting to come in and do this work because they're like, that's just not me. Like, I can't be that local go-to person. It's just not possible. They just don't see themselves as that person. And if that is you today, right now, if it's hard for you to believe that it's possible to be someone that everyone in your city knows, then this episode is for you. Because we believe whatever it is we believe. And sometimes we're so unaware of what we actually believe about ourselves and about our business and about what's possible. So if anything today, you can get some awareness around what it is you actually believe about you and your business and what's possible. And my goal today is that we just create a tiny bit of possibility for you, a tiny bit of belief to get started with, that you can be that local go-to person, that you can be that person that people think about. So here's what you need to know about beliefs. Beliefs are just thoughts that you have thought over and over on repeat. So you've thought certain things about you or your business so many times that it just became what you believed. And like I said, a lot of times, like, we're completely unaware of this. And a big reason people don't believe that it's possible for them to be so well known in their community or to be the most successful or to be that top choice is because they're looking at their past or their current situation and they're basing their belief off of that. So much of what we believe is based on our past. Like, we look for evidence in the past for what's possible instead of evidence from the future. It's based on all the proof that you've collected from your experience so far. So we think things like, that's just not for me. I'm not as popular as so-and-so down the street. Like, I'm never going to be as big as them. They're so much better than me. They're so much further along than me. My industry is saturated, so it's just hard to stand out. Or I just got started. Everyone is bigger and better than me. I'm never going to catch up to them. So what is your version of that? Like, what's your flavor? What are the sentences running through your brain on repeat that's blocking you from believing you can be that local go-to person? This is so important for you to get awareness around, because so many of our thoughts and beliefs just run in the background and under the radar that we don't even know they're there because we're not really paying attention. It's just like our default thinking. But our beliefs and our thoughts that we're thinking every day about us and about our business and about our clients and our marketing are so important, because our thoughts and beliefs fuel everything. We think a certain way, which causes us to feel a certain way, which causes us to show up in our business in a certain way every day. So our beliefs create our results in our business every single day, whether you're conscious of them or not. So check in and see what thoughts you have about you being the local go-to. Where do you not believe? And listen, just because you have limiting thoughts or disempowering thoughts about what's possible for you right now, or you have thoughts like, that's just not for me, or I can never do that, or like I said, whatever your flavor is, it doesn't make those thoughts true. Our thoughts or beliefs are not factual. You just believe them to be true right now. So you have to actually unbelieve something about yourself. So I've mentioned before, I was a journalism major and worked in magazines, and then I was a teacher for years. So most of my life, I had the belief that I was not the type of person who could make six figures. It wasn't that that thought was bringing me down every day, and I wasn't even like really consciously thinking like, I can't make six figures every single day, but it was just this belief that I had my whole life. And even early into my career and throughout my 20s, I believed that six-figure businesses or making six figures was for people like doctors and lawyers. I believed I was only capable of making around 40K a year. That's just who I was. And I mean, millions of dollars, like, that was for like Richie Rich's dad and like NFL players, like, definitely not me. And I didn't even realize that I thought these things because they were just so normal and just so practiced and just kind of like my default background thinking. And I didn't even realize that these were limiting beliefs that I had about myself until a coach pointed it out to me. And at that point, I just decided to believe something else because I could. I decided to believe that I could make six figures and eventually seven figures. And I just chose to believe that and work on that belief. Because truly, I had to believe that I could make six figures before I ever made six figures. That doesn't magically just happen, right? Like, you have to believe something, so you take action every day and create it. So the belief is what fuels you to get there and to keep going. Like, sometimes we think that we're going to believe something after it happens. Like, oh, I'll be the local go-to after I'm fully booked, or after I've hit six figures, or after that magazine features me, or after I win that best of award, then I'll be the local go-to. Like, we think we have to wait for the result to believe something about ourselves, but you actually create the result by believing something first. Like, that's how you show up every day and take action. It's because you believe in what you're creating. So your job right now is to identify all your current beliefs about you, your business, your marketing, your clients, and just question them. Ask yourself why you're choosing to believe that if it's not serving you. And is there something else you want to believe instead? It's so important for you to understand which beliefs are moving you forward every day in your business and which are not. And if you want bigger results in your business, if you want to become that local go-to top choice person, you have to create new beliefs for yourself. So that means you just have to think new thoughts every day on purpose. And this takes some effort, and it can be awkward. When I started my business, my local business in 2010, I practiced believing that I was becoming that local go-to person, that the work I was doing was making my city a better place, and that I could be someone that everyone knew, and that I was building something that locals would get excited about. I didn't fully see it as possible yet, but I started practicing those beliefs every day, journaling around them, you know, just little things like sitting up a little straighter and thinking about how that person would act and show up every day. And I just embodied that. I had to be her before I became her. So this idea of being the local go-to was truly an identity that I had to take on first. I stepped into the role of the person that I wanted to be. I thought like she would think. I felt like she would feel. I took action that she would take. I showed up like her, and that's how I eventually became her. So really, I just chose to believe that I was becoming that local go-to person that everyone knew, and then I became it. All the actual proof and results and evidence came later on. I had to believe it first. I had to practice believing it, and then I had to take action to make it happen. So what do you want to believe about what's possible for you? What do you want to believe about you being that local go-to? What does your future business look like? What's different about you and how you're thinking and showing up every day when you're that local go-to person? And how can you start believing on purpose today and showing up like that local go-to person today? It's like you'll have to mentally rehearse this and embody being this person before you become that person. And that all starts with the belief that it's possible for you. Then your brain will start looking for all the evidence that it is possible. It will start looking for the proof that it's happening. It's going to notice all the teeny tiny wins, and it will take everything in as proof to fuel you forward. And that doesn't mean that there won't be failures or obstacles or hiccups along the way. But if you deeply believe in what's possible for you, then these failures and obstacles and hiccups don't actually mean anything about you or your future or what's possible. They're just part of the journey. They're just something you have to go through to learn to get to the other side. Like, no big deal, right? But it's when you don't believe in who you're becoming and what you're building and what you're creating that you use all these failures and obstacles against yourself. One little thing happens and you're like, see, I'm not cut out for this. This will never work. So-and-so down the street is just so much better than me. But if you actively practice believing new things about yourself and stay in that future that you're creating, these obstacles don't mean that. It's like, okay, well, you know, that didn't go the way I wanted. Like, let's just go again until I get the result that I want. The result of more clients, more revenue, more local followers. The result of being that local go-to person that everyone knows. So it is possible for you, but it all starts in your brain as a thought that you think over and over until you believe it, until it's just who you are and how you're showing up in your business every day. Okay, my friends, so if you want to take this work further and do this work every day with us, come join us inside the Localpreneur Academy. There is actually a brand new workbook that walks you through believing new things about you and about your business 30 days at a time. So you could do this work over and over with as many new beliefs as you want as you grow your business. It's in the program. It's waiting for you right now, along with my entire local marketing process. You get instant access to all of it. Because like I always say, you need the mindset and the marketing and business strategy. Like you can't have one without the other. You need both. You need the mindset and you need the marketing strategy to grow your local business and become that local top choice. And the Localpreneur Academy is where we do both. So come join us and I will see you inside. Hey, if you enjoyed today's episode, I want to invite you to check out my program, the Localpreneur Academy. This is the only program for small business owners who want to become the local go-to in their industry with a steady stream of clients. You can find more information at lesliepresnell.com, and I'll see you inside.